This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
This is like the music bed that plays at the start of a movie about like someone stalks somebody else. this might be fun. Oh, this person might be fun, and then there's like a sinister undertone.
Sure, the music cuts out real quick. There's a scream, police sirens.
I don't like it.
It was labeled as De La Soul inspiration. That doesn't seem like the right.
What else is left?
Oh, that's the right label. Okay.
All right. You know what? Let's get a better label. You know what that label is? For profit, the podcast. Let's get some golf winners for this weekend. And those always come courtesy of our buddy, James Mazzola, the host of the For Profit podcast. For, of course, spelled in the golf manner. F-O-R-E, exclamation point. For! He's on Twitter at JMazJD. He is the absolute best in the business. Joining us to break down this week's Wells Fargo Championship. JMaz, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken on a Tuesday. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you guys up to? Good to see you, Ken. See you back in the saddle, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a lot of just, I don't know where to begin to unpack that answer. We're doing great. I had a good weekend. Did you bet between NFL? So I know you're a big golf guy, and Nick pointed this out too, and yeah. I'll give Nick credit, that NFL draft's going on. Derby on Saturday, and on Thursday with all this just the swirling of all these great betting events, you are live tweeting the Valspar Championship, which literally no
you're
one
like
else
Bradley, you know, with like 9 exclamation points, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
Like, is he going in the first round? I mean, you tell me. So how was, I know Valspar, we can talk about that as well, but just how was your betting weekend with all the golf going on? Did you find time to bet the draft and bet the Derby?
Oh, I'll tell you what, I needed the draft and I needed the Derby to make up for what was not a very good week at the Valspar. You know, transparency is key. Didn't hit Keegan first round leader, so that's obviously, you know, super fun and made up for some losses in the full tournament head-to-head, which was one of the worst weeks I've had. But, you know, that's the name of the game. It's going to go that way, and I'm looking forward to what a great golf tournament. We have a lot of good names here, kind of the prep for the PGA, which is 2 weeks out. But Wells Fargo should play well, and it's going to pose a test for these guys.
We'll get to that momentarily, but I do want to say we had our buddy Will Brinson on the show earlier today, and I know Will is a fan of yours, and Will was like, yeah, I hit the Keegan first-round leader bet. Sounds like he took it from you and is passing it off as his own.
Look, when you have as many followers as Will, you just let that go. Will's an amazing guy, but he absolutely tails me on first-round leaders, and you can bring that right back to me.
Which is fine. Like, I tell you all the time, but like, why can't he be I got this bet from J-Maz. He's passing it off like he's like the supreme golf winning better of all time. It's BS. I'm going to text him right now. Will, what are you doing?
Will, you're a journalist. He's a big J journalist. He needs to be citing his damn source.
No, you know what he is? He's a lowercase b blogger is what he is. He ain't a journalist.
Perfect. It's like a very small B podcaster. It's like, what's going on? James,
just so people know, so they don't get it twisted. Will, good friend of mine, good friend of the show. We bust each other's chops all the time and good fun.
And he steals
and also
from James,
and also so, he stole James's bet.
Also he stole James's bet, and maybe he's not an amazing person as James says. But James, let's get into Wells Fargo. We start every course handicap with just kind of a breakdown of the key metrics. What are we going to expect from the track this week? So break down the course for us and how this tournament might be different from the ones we've done previously.
Yeah, this is a major caliber golf tournament. You know, we saw the PGA was hosted at this track back in 2017 with Justin Thomas getting his lone victory at a major. It's going to play long. It's going to play difficult. It's a par 71, anywhere from 75 to 7,600 yards, depending upon the day. Only 3 par fives, which, these guys kind of make their living scoring on those par fives. It's going to be really, really important this week, especially if you look at the winners, anywhere from like 7 to 9 under on the par fives alone is pretty much required to take home a victory here. But you know, you basically you're holding on for dear life on every other hole, and you're just going for the par five because of the distance. You know, the par fours are going to play anywhere from, you know, 450 all the way up to like 525. The end of the golf tournament is a stretch called the Green Mile. Very difficult. One of the most difficult closing stretches that we will see all week. Usually ends in some drama because of that, but just a great venue, a fun golf course, and a wonderful test for these guys to go into the PGA. And that's kind of why you see a field with this kind of caliber of players.
And Jim, as you mentioned, the caliber of players, right? We've got JT, we've got Rom, we've got Bryson, we've got the X-Man, we got Rory, Hovland, Webb, Finau, et cetera here. Who do you like at the top of the leaderboard and why?
Yeah, you know, this is an interesting golf tournament because what we've seen in the past, and they've done some remodels or whatnot, but really you have to drive it far. Other than James Hahn, who won it, I think, in 14 or 15, every winner has been in the top 20 in driving distance. So, you know, you pretty much have to just scratch off the guy in terms of winners. Now, obviously, we can find some guys for other markets and derivatives, but when it comes to winning, you need bombers. And obviously, at the top of the market, we have Bryson, we have Rom, we have JT, who, you know, has a W here, Rory, Hovland, all those guys move it. But in the end, when we're looking at a bomber golf course and a difficult golf course, we have to look no further than the Bryson DeChambeau. And he's sitting at about 13 to 1, anywhere from 12 to 13. Probably should be the favorite here, considering the setup. The longest on tour has a distinct advantage at a golf course where a lot of guys are just going to miss fairways. We saw J.B. Holmes win here, hitting only like 30 or 40% of the fairways. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to hit it straight to be successful. He's the best player out of rough. I make him a favorite here. He's not Rom, you know, well-deserving. But, I mean, we're looking at a Rom 7 number or Bryson 13 number. Those should be a lot closer to just, you know, 11 across. And then JT, obviously, with the W here, well-respected. You know, Rory has a W here in terrible form. Xander with those guys. I don't know. It's an interesting market, to be honest, because, you know, Rory and Xander should not be with these guys at this stage where they're at. There's a clear three. It's not priced that way.
So, James, I want to ask you about Rory as kind of a separate topic because I think it deserves a little more digging, right? It's not identical, but I think about what happened with Jordan Spieth when he was in his slump, right? And every week, I mean, you literally like probably could build a house with the winnings that you have from betting against Jordan Spieth for like 9 months in a row where it just the market kept doing the same thing, kept doing the same thing, kept doing the same thing, and you kept betting against him. I'm sure there are people out there who have been doing the same with Rory and his, you know, his price, it doesn't plummet every week, but it just continues to tiny drop. And now, you know, I'm looking at just average place finish and he's behind every big name in the field and 23rd or better. Like you would never imagine this basically at any point in Rory's career up to this point. So how do you try to identify like when the bottom is, when is it, do you have to see a 4-round tournament from him that looks really good before you're ever going to hop back in? Or how do you kind of like target with these guys that are slumping and that have really never slumped like this before?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's very difficult, especially for a guy like Rory, who, you know, has an elite tool in his bag that is typically, you can carry it from course to course. One thing with Spieth is that, you know, when he was starting his shakiness, he was all over the golf course. And while he was always a very good putter, it's very difficult to rely on that week to week for success. Rory has always had that driver in his bag. In 2019, he's one of the best driving seasons in the history of golf. The problem is he's not finding fairways with that thing anymore. It's hard. And look, normally when you have a guy like Rory who's been at the top, been a world number one, multiple major championships, he's won major off of a career grand slam, you don't see the market turn on him very quickly. That's not the case here. You cannot find Rory as a favorite against anyone in this field for a matchup being offered. He's a dog to Hovland. He's a dog to Webb Simpson. I mean, across the board, not even the guys at the top. I mean, he's like 160, 170 to like Rom. He's 140 to JT. So there's really no opportunity to fade him because those numbers, that's just too much. So, you know, it's a little bit different from the Spieth situation only because the market still respected Spieth a lot. And we were able to take advantage of that. The market's over Rory. And the outright market is not clearly because, you know, he does have some course history here. But in terms of the head-to-head market, you're not going to find any value. I'm not going to be backing him in any way, shape, or form, that's for sure. But ultimately, you know, with a guy with his talent, especially ball striking talent, which is a little more, you can carry that over a little bit better. You expect him to turn around, but I'm waiting to see, personally.
You better, you bet. BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, Tuesday, chatting with James Mazzola from the For Profit Podcast, picks for the Wells Fargo Championship. Just so you know, James, by the way, before I ask you about some of your head-to-head bets, I texted Will and I wrote, Will, true or false? And I can DM you a picture of this if you want. This is true. Will, true or false? You tail James Mazzola on Keegan first-round leader and pass it off as your own. Will, true. I always tail JD on first-round leader. I said I hit a first-round leader and outright bookending the draft props. I did. I didn't think I passed it off as my own, but, and then shrug emoji. Or he said, I did this. No credit to you, James. Just saying.
Yeah,
you got Will Brinson out here in these streets taking credit for your long-shot first-round winners. Just wanted to let you know
that. Will's in full back pedal right now. That's just
something. Oh, like Deion Sanders, for sure.
he's been watching DB take too much in lieu of the draft. I feel like that's where he's at right now.
All right, James, hit us with some head-to-head winners that you like for the Wells Fargo. And maybe Will Brinson will take them and pass them off as his own.
That's funny. You know, my favorite one is, look, we've talked about Willie D, especially coming off of that Masters performance. He's shot up my model. And, you know, he's basically exerted some form over the last year that needs a little more respect, needs more respect than the market is giving it, in my opinion. He's against a guy this week in Webb Simpson. Local guy, has had some decent finishes here, has also missed some cuts here, but the course does not suit him anymore. And we're talking about a long golf course. Webb is in like the latter 100 in this field in driving distance. And in terms of like long iron play, he's in the latter 80th in this field. So, you know, he's going to struggle to get the ball tee to green, whereas Willie Z's just going to be blowing it 30 yards by him. And we saw what he could do at a huge stage at Augusta. He's totally ready for a breakout W. We've seen some guys do that here. Max Homa in 2019 comes to mind. I like Dal Torres not only to win this, not only to beat Webb, but just to win this golf tournament. That's a perfect spot for him. You're finding him as a dog to Webb, and I make him a lot more of just a coin flip to him. So that's definitely my favorite head-to-head.
James, if we try to think about derivatives or, you know, long shots further down the board, maybe these aren't guys who can win the tournament, probably not 4-day golfers, but a guy who could, you know, have a big weekend and finish T18 or get in the top 20, which is a derivative, get in the top 10 or, you know, top performer from a certain country, like guys who are kind of, you know, fringy. We don't want to bet them to win the tournament outright, but we like them to finish a little further down the leaderboard, still play very well. Does anybody kind of stand out, especially in a loaded field like this, where maybe the middle to bottom kind of becomes underrated? Anybody stand out to you in that department?
Yeah, you know, a guy like, and he's a local guy, and he's taking this tournament very seriously. Harold Varner III, he strikes it well enough to win golf tournaments. Not a great putter, and that's kind of his downfall. So, you know, won't have any exposure to him winning this thing. But in terms of a top 20, and then, you know, there are some head-to-heads out there where I think he can be backed. You know, when we look at a golf course that's going to play long, especially the par threes, proximity 200 yards and out is a big stat for me this week. He's 24th in this field there. 21st in stroke gain approach within this field. That's over the last 50 rounds. He can definitely strike it well enough, and he moves it plenty far enough. He's 50th in driving distance in this field. So, you know, hits it plenty far enough to be able to be successful. Again, all accounts say that he's been playing this thing, kind of making his stand here, so to speak. You know, haven't seen him in a bit, but I really like him here, especially considering his long iron play and just a guy who's a local dude and has played this golf course a lot. You can find top 20s. I mean, you're looking at like 3-4 to 1s on one. So that's definitely a guy that I'm interested in.
J-Maz, give us a first round leader bet that we can all take credit for after the fact, after you win.
Shit. So first round leader is interesting, and I'll throw it real quick out. Like, you really need to know the weather. The weather plays a huge factor. So if it's going to be windy in the afternoon, we're looking for morning guys, and vice versa. I always like morning guys just because the course plays a little softer. And typically, you know, it's just a little easier in the morning. You know, you don't have the spike marks and whatnot. But, you know, the first round leader, man, and normally it's Keegan Bradley. But, you know, when we're looking at this golf tournament, if Willie Zalatoris has an early tee time, he's going to definitely be my guy. And also Victor Hovland is a guy who can go absolutely bonkers if he can just get the putter going a little bit. Perfect setup for him. If you're going to have to bomb it, he bombs it straight. He's hitting his iron as well. So, you know, Hovland, and you put me on the spot there. I haven't looked at first round leader because those numbers are typically a little late. But, you know, if we're going up at the top of the board, find a morning guy. Find a guy who has the ability to make a ton of birdies and just ride it.
James, good stuff, buddy. Hit him up on the For Profit Podcast, F-O-R-E, exclamation point, profit, wherever you find your podcast, and on Twitter, JMazJD. JMaz, we'll talk to you soon. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk soon.
That is our buddy James Mazzola here from the For Profit Podcast on You Better You Bet. Love having JMS on the show.
He's great. I swear he's the best.
Yeah, yes, we swear by him.
Hopefully his bets
I
aren't
swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
For better or worse. Nikki football soccer pick coming up right after this.